The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Hangover Wednesday. Everybody's feeling that. That crunch we felt at 28.
What do we do now?
Yeah, now what do you do with your time? Now what do you have anything to look forward to? It is hard to say. You know, the last thing I wanted to hear was, great season, though. And then, they go out and interview Suns fans coming out of the arena watch party. And
just so proud of our guys for getting us there. And
hot heart.
Ugh. Interview a guy. Because you'd have heard a guy come out going, this sucks, man. My heart and soul's in there. I don't know why I do this to myself. This sucks. No parade. I've got people who are willing to spend $1,000 an opportunity. And this isn't a bad idea. If they do have that parade, to go to the H&H Ranch, which would overlook the parade, and drop paint balloons on it from the window. And $1,000 a pop, I think I can arrange that. I'll provide the paint and the balloons. I think that's a pretty good idea.
Pay for that suite for next season.
pay for the whole damn thing. I could have a line of people all the way down the hallway into the H&H Ranch as we dump paint balloons
next
down
up.
On top of loser parade. And they're not losers, but it's a loser's parade. You can't have it. That thing we did with Barkley, and the worst part about that stupid 93 parade is that it's legendary. They have, it was like, what was it, June 28th? I think they kept saying it, or 7th or 8th, I don't remember, but they were just like, in this, you know, 28 years ago, our city just teemed with people's beaming with pride on the streets in 105 degree weather. I was like, stop it. You don't celebrate how stupid we were. This is like Boston celebrating the people who survived the molasses flood of 1914. It was a syrup flood, you morons. You couldn't run from rich, delicious, sweet, syrupy deliciousness. People died. It was you can't outrun Mrs. Butterworth. It was piping hot. Came at him at 30 miles an hour. Yeah, all right. Maybe the first couple line of people are going to get surprised by
so you sloughed a little bit.
An exploding vat of syrup. But the flood part shouldn't have stuck anybody to the earth till they died. Boston doesn't go on and on. The survivors. Let's have a parade for the survivors. No, the syrup flood was one of your biggest embarrassments. You just don't. You don't have a 9/11 survivors parade. It was a rough day. You don't take your, like, ironically, the Suns are now dealing with their greatest accomplishment also being hand in hand with their greatest disappointment. That's hard to swallow. You don't want to stick them in the back of Cadillacs in 110 degrees and parade them around saying almost. Don't do it.
Scoring 17 points in the last game.
Yeah. And then, and on top of it, I'll email me going, get Chris Paul out of here. DeAndre Ayton's soft. He's crap. If you're going to have a parade where you scream out their deficiencies, then fine. But this is a team that isn't there. Save the parades for when they count. They're so busy trying to recreate that moment of 93, which, by the way, was a catastrophe. Stupid. The Suns went up in that what used to be called the Copper Club that hung off the end of America
West. That little balcony.
Started giving speeches.
Addressing.
And it was the Bad News Bears speeches. You just wait till next year. I'm like, oh, this is pathetic. This is the saddest thing in the world. Meanwhile, the Bulls are having their third straight parade going, yeah, this is what the trophy looks like, everybody. We're holding the actual championship. You don't have parades for second place. In fact, one of the things I did last night, I was given a 2021 final shirt with the Suns logo on it when I was downtown. That's gone. That's burned. I got another one that I ordered that I didn't realize said 2021 finals on it. It's not gone.
Burn.
I don't remember this. This is the Bucks championship. I don't wear AFC.
I got a Bucks one. I mean,
well, because if you're a Bucks fan, that's fine. You, him, and Haw, and sway with the wind like some sort of panhandler. That makes sense to me that you would wear that.
Should give it to Brady then.
That's right. And I don't know what you're going to do with your Lakers championship, but yeah. I don't know what you're going to do with that from last year.
I lived there a year and a half.
Right.
I mean, you know.
You're in, man.
Yeah.
I don't have any AFC championship stuff. I don't have any Steelers stuff on Super Bowls they didn't win. Somebody gave me a Steelers. I think it was my friend David Whitlash. He's like, would you like this? Steelers-Cowboys Super Bowl 30 here in Tempe. Super Bowl 30. And it was autographed by Larry Brown, the MVP of the Super Bowl. I took it, and I promptly burned it. It doesn't need to be here anymore, and it might be worth something to someone. I'm not giving that to anyone. That is a terrible, terrible memento. A Larry Brown-signed Super Bowl 30 hat. My boys lost that. My loyalty lives in the Steelers. I don't sit and celebrate the Cubs almost years. They got bounced out by the Giants in 89, by the Padres in 84. They got knocked out by the Marlins. I'm not like, oh, great. See, they almost did it. The Mets took them out. The Dodgers took them out. I'm not celebrating the years where they almost did something. That's nothing. Almost doing something is nothing.
So if they have a parade this weekend, do they invite Giannis and Holiday and everybody over or what?
If you're going to do it,
have
the Bucks there too. Celebrate the final series with all the participants. Have the Bucks roll down the road too. And we'll tip our caps to them. But if you want to have a championship parade and say thank you to the NBA for allowing us to participate in the Bucks championship, then have that parade. But God damn it all, if Brandon Lee's going to sit outside going, what a great day for Suns fans. No, it isn't. Tonight, the Suns fans stand where? I don't want to see any of these news people pretending like that's a good idea. So as quick as you can email, text, or get on their little, you know what my favorite thing is when they try to, they did this for a long time until you people ruined it, but they tried to embrace social media on the news, and I remember watching a couple times, I'm like, this is going to be bad. All I saw were old people. They had that thing on Channel 12, like, let's take a look at what's going on. Our Twitter experts standing by the board. Let's see what people are saying about today's news stories. Too much makeup on that lady. I mean, you saw the other comments they weren't reading. Like they were just pissed off at how trim Mai looked. Like, her neck's too goddamn long. She's part giraffe. But you'd see it on the feed because this giant TV didn't just highlight the ones they wanted. But you guys wrecked it. But if they do any tweeting or whatever, get on there and say, don't encourage a parade. There can't be a celebration for this. You know what the celebration is? Get tickets for next year. Stay on the bandwagon. You know, get some shirts, get whatever. But the final stuff, it's over. You burn your finals things.
How many days after the Barkley parade, after the finals, did it happen?
Did what happen?
The parade.
Oh, it was...
Was it 2 days after?
No, I think that one ended like probably a week.
Well,
a little cool down period.
Booker wanted to be here.
Huh? Yeah, Booker's going to be...
He's gone.
6 inches to 7 to 10 to 12 inches into Kendall Jenner by then.
And in Tokyo.
Right, and he'll be in Tokyo, but he's going to have... First, you're not going to get him to parade
most
around.
Most of those guys are... You want to get out of town.
Buried into that model.
And who can blame him?
And I don't blame him. I'd be taking all my frustrations out. I'd be pushing all my frustration into her.
I feel bad for her right now.
Oh, yeah, she's going to take
me. Oh, man.
Oh, do I ever feel bad for her right now. I mean, she might be thinking that's going to be great, but I'm thinking if it's me on the other end of that and I got to take Devin Booker's angry rod, oh my goodness. Because from what I hear from a man named Dick Ray, Booker's packing. He's been down in that locker room. Book's got one. I'm like, I'm sure he does, Kevin. Kevin let me know that. And that's something to be proud of. He's not the only one that's told me that either. I've had a couple other people in my son's locker room. Devin Booker's the one you want to avoid in the shower. I'm like, no kidding. Oh, it's horrifying. So good on you, Book.
In the shower.
You know, that should be a contest in this day and age. Who's got the biggest one in the NBA? Could you imagine? Who would, like, you find out who wins that? And it would just kill you if it was a Connaughton guy for the Bucks. Like, my God, really? Like a 14-incher.
Who knew Irishmen could do that?
It's rare. It shows because it's colorless. but poor Kendall, but she's taking the angry rod. have his wobbly legs sitting in the back of some open-air Cadillac like Kennedy rolling around, getting hit with paintballs because I'm going to start firing. Yeah, if you're going to have a parade, invite the Bucks. And don't wear your Western Conference champion shirts anywhere. Doesn't mean a thing. They'll hang the banner. That's as far as it needs to go. Banners for division wins and stuff like that? No. I don't like those at all. You win one thing. And then Justin says, well, at this rate, I'll be eligible for Social Security when the Suns go back to the finals again. Being an Arizona sports fan blows. If there's a second place parade, John, can I suggest we burn Suns and Four Guy at the stake? Man, have people have turned on all the icons of this run. Well, now he's going to be the meme with his four fingers up. And the embarrassment of how many games in a row did the Suns lose? Oh, Suns and Four.
Who was the guy that was counting his money at the game that they
that
kept?
That guy is getting beat up.
Oh,
on.
Man.
How did he not get rolled?
Which one is that?
And the free throw on the end, he was flashing
every time
like Giannis $1,500 stacks
bucks. $100. I didn't see that.
$100 bills. Let's see
if I can find it. Missed that. Wow.
Every time. He was getting more screen time than anybody
that game. No
kidding.
I wasn't paying attention to that. Which game was this?
Game 5.
Oh,
here.
No kidding.
Game 5 here.
I wasn't watching on TV.
Yeah.
I was at it. I didn't see that douche. Really? There's some dude with
counting money?
That means
they didn't show him in the arena, too, so that's good. That guy. So he was about three rows up behind the basket.
As
they're every one
that's
of them.
Pretty funny. Come on. That's a funny thing. He's betting cash on the. So they're pretending he was.
No,
just
he was counting it out. One. He
oh,
was counting it out.
Like
one.
Yeah. That's funny. See, yeah. I like that. That's
he's wearing his final shirt.
Yeah. That. Well, you gotta burn that. That. Gotta burn that. I gotta laugh at that because that's almost the curtain of distraction type stuff. I like that. ASU's curtain of distraction is great. So yeah, you're gonna have little gimmicks and stuff, and they'll bite you in the ass. But Suns and Four Guy, that was destined to be a problem because it got a little braggadocious. Kind of fun. Last thing I want to see, John, is Brandon Lee and his tattooed rope arms trying to be hip along with his plastic mannequin face at that parade. I'm like, all right, let's not take this out on Brandon Lee. He's all right. People are just mad. He says, I grew up north of Milwaukee. My buddy's kids were at the Deer District last night. They are dedicated. They brought beer and wore Depends. And I started to wonder that last night. Where are these people going to the bathroom?
Yeah, you're...
Because they set up one television. You know they didn't go crazy with the Port-a-Johns.
Well, I wondered because you
saw pants.
Three local radio stations. You see their trucks down there in the middle of that Deer District?
Of course, because they typical radio fashion think that they're some important cog.
Got to be there.
We're going to be there, and then people will listen to our shows because they'll remember our van was next to them. No, they won't. Put on a good show. People will remember you that way. It's not about where your van parks. And then my buddy, who's a cop, texted and said, we were on standby last night for the parade in case they won. Because we're still waiting to find out what the city officials want to do.
Oh, right.
But it's on their dossier to say, all right, we got to talk about this potential parade thing if the city wants. So don't waste the cops' time. They've been through enough. Don't waste any cops' time standing there doing crowd control on this nightmare. It's over. It's all over, and there's just something... There's something beautiful in the radical acceptance of ending things. Just, it's over. That's it. You just have to step away and say, I accept all that's happened. This is my reality, and I move forward now.
Hell of a run. Let's get them next year.
The parade is like breaking up with a girl and then going back and getting that weird drunk BJ that you don't really want. And you're like, this is the reason this ended is there's a lot of reasons this is actually over, and here I am. And that weird feeling of wanting to leave immediately after the parade's over, if you know what I mean. You know, when the confetti flies. That weird, awful gut feeling of like, this was not the right thing, but I shouldn't have done this. This was for no reason, and there's I gotta go. That's it. No parade. It's even more like going back and having her sort of hot stepsister play with your balls for a second. Like, Is she home?
No, but I'm here.
Yeah.
You can come in and wait.
Yeah. I'm pretty emotional right now.
Yeah, I know. It's a tough time.
Are you tickling my balls?
I am.
This is awkward. We shouldn't be doing this.
I know. It kind of feels good right now.
Yeah, but it won't in a minute when your hands are all gummy.
You like this?
Okay, I gotta go. I gotta go. You need to go too. You need. I don't want to talk to you ever again.
Too late. The parade is on.
The parade is happening. Damn it! I'm at the parade. Damn it! I know how this ends. No parades. And talk about confusing yesterday. Right before the game starts, my friend Colin says, "I don't know how I feel about this," and sends me a link. I said, "Damn, Dolly Parton and that bunny."
Yeah, yeah, you sent that. Yeah,
yeah. Like that's. What do we do about that? Have you, if you haven't seen it yet, Dolly Parton was on the cover of Playboy in 1978. And, whoa, hello. Everybody in the 70s wanted to see Dolly Parton's cans. Everybody. It was America. From age, women, men, children, it didn't matter. Everybody was curious about what those looked like. They were the first set of super clown cans that we'd ever seen. Relatively new. Plastic surgery type thing. And we'd seen some goofy stuff. We'd never seen anybody that famous have cans that big, and they got bigger somehow.
She covered them the whole time.
Never showed
us. Also sold it very well.
Beautiful. They led the way, and she had an incredible amount of talent. So not only was she a great singer, especially at the time when that kind of weird pop country thing was going on and everybody was in, you couldn't take your eyes off those giant cans and that great big blonde hair. Women sort of hated her. Mm-hmm. In a weird way, but couldn't get past it. Look, Islands and Streams catchy. Jolene's catchy. There's some songs she had that we were like, I could sing along with her. But the cans. So women are like, oh, it's all fake. It's all awful. She's doing it again. She's 75. I don't know how I feel about it. She's back in the bunny outfit. She said if she.
For her husband.
Yeah,
right?
for her husband, Carl. So Carl's 79, and she promised, the world. That she would pop into these bunny suits again if on her 75th birthday and go back on Playboy. Well, there is no Playboy magazine anymore. It's just online. So she put the bunny suit on anyway, and those things looked amazing.
So at 75, do you want to see them still?
Yeah. Do you?
Hell yeah, I do.
I mean, look at them. Toledo, pull them up.
Because there's no way the cans are 75 years old.
No. And that's what the skin is.
Yeah.
Look at them. And I don't know if that, and every girl will tell, oh, it's a filter and it's all surgery. Yeah, but I know, ladies, you put makeup on and try to fool us too. So don't act like your face isn't filtered every day with a base and eyeliner and all that stuff.
And that's ladies, filtered. That's what push-up bras are too.
Exactly. That's all. Yeah. Look, yeah. You can scream about filtered girls all you want. You're filtered too.
Yep.
When you put that bra on that makes them look bigger, you do all sorts of filtering. So Dolly can filter. She's 75, but man. Look at those.
Prettier now.
Look at them.
In this little outfit. And I had a cover made of the new Dolly, or the old new Dolly. And in the first one, see, remember this? I was kind of a little butterball.
She says she's fat
in that one. Well, I'm string cheese now. But he'll probably think I'm cream cheese, I hope.
Oh, yeah, he will.
Cream cheese.
He's gonna give me cream.
I've never had a 75-year-old woman get me half plump through a video before. You got to assume that with all the surgery Dolly's done, she's fixed up the fly trap. That thing isn't.
Yeah, why spend the money? Yeah,
if she's cutting corners.
Yeah, if you're not going to overhaul the engine.
Right. If you're still rolling a 4-liter, you're not going to put that kind of effort in, you know? If I bought a 2-wheel drive Jeep Wrangler and lifted it and all that, I'm like, you know what I should really do is just get this thing. Come on.
It's like one of those kit cars with just the exterior.
Exactly.
She didn't keep the OEM equipment down.
Exactly. That Carl Buttig roast beef package has been trimmed neatly and probably looks like a paper cut. I want to see all of it, and I don't know why. Because I want to know. And then, of course.
She's no Bradley GT.
No. It's going to make wives angry because guys are curious about the Dolly Parton. But this is possible, ladies. It's possible.
What's all that money she's got?
Yeah, it's called ambition. You should probably shoot for the sky here. That 75 is possible. Now, yeah, is it probably kind of weird looking? Maybe, but I want to see it. I'm dying to see it, actually. What can we do to get Dolly? We get a GoFundMe page to get Dolly like $2 million to just at least pull that thing down for a second. I want to see if it's damaged. She looks amazing.
One time before you die,
one
rip them
time,
cans
you've
out.
You've been teasing us for an entire lifetime.
Don't care if there's a refurb tag on there.
No. I don't care if this thing's got, it was totaled once.
John, I'm a lady, And any woman who dares say anything about Dolly Parton can just sit down and shut the F up.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton is a national effing treasure.
Yes.
If you don't like it, you're the problem. Sit your bitch ass down.
And I gotta say,
wow.
I've wanted to see your can since I was five. Because that's 77? When she went on Playlist 77. I've been like, oh, what's going on here, Dad? I don't know. You can't be in the room with me, though. And now I'm 49, Monday. Still haven't seen him, and she's still kind of banging him around a little bit. And I'm not tired of it. She's left me wanting more, even into her mid-70s. Something special about that, Dolly Parton. I think I want to marry her. Carl, you lucky some bitch. I've never seen Carl Parton. What's he look like? I don't even think it's his last name. But
Carl Dean.
Carl, what's he look like?
Let's find out.
Is he a 70? He's 79. Does he look it, or is he?
It's Stedman.
Is he all decked out too? Yeah, I got to imagine that the Kumamoto is definitely taken care of down south. That oyster is not all torn to pieces. That's young Carl. Carl looks like he's about 79.
Yeah.
He looks pretty beat up. Yeah, he's been beating something up, but she's just. I don't know what it is. We're all a little confused by the photos, the recent photos of Dolly Parton. You don't want to say that.
When you fired that text over yesterday, I was kind of like, should I like this? I don't,
right.
I don't know.
That was my
I was kind of confused.
I said that exact same thing when my friend Colin sent it. I'm like, I have no idea how to feel about this. And he goes, and he just said, it's perplexing. All of us feel the same way. It's like, this is a moment where we're all kind of, I just don't know.
Pride? Can we have?
Is it Americana pride? Or
yeah,
is it patriotism? Is it something? Is it longing? I mean, I wanted.
She
to
is
see,
a national effing treasure.
I wanted to see Catherine Zeta-Jones naked for a long time. Now I don't.
No.
The ravages of time.
Yeah.
She's not holding up too well?
No. And women get mad at that.
She had some shots in her bathing suit last week.
No, thanks.
One piece.
Yeah. There's certain parts of Halle Berry that I saw naked already, and now she still looks great, but I've seen it in a different light. And you can't have that gap of time in between my first sighting and my second sighting. If I'm not seeing it regularly progress, there's going to be differences that are going to screw my brain up. And that's what people don't get. It's not because she got older. It's because the only time I saw those things, she was like 30.
The entrapment years.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about Halle Berry she was in Monsters Ball. When she whipped those things out in Monsters Ball, I don't know how old she was, but it wasn't that old. And they look great. Now, if I'd have seen them every year from then on, they'd have remained awesome forever. But you can't have 30 and then 51 as the only two sightings you've had because you're going to see drastic differences in that kind of time gap. You need to see it a lot in between. So if you show me your boobs when you're 19 and I see them again when you're 40, you'll be like, oh. I'm either going to be pleasantly surprised.
Doubt it.
Or I'm going to be like, oh, this 20-year gap has been painful for you. Like 8 kids, right? No, I don't have any. Good Christ, what happened to you? Did you go on a double gravity planet for a while? Or she got them enhanced, and you're like, good on you, Dolly. Way to play the game. You never know. But Dolly's doing something special, and all ladies should adhere. And men, too. We can age well. There's no reason for us to go Carl's route and start doddering around with our curved spine and our strange gray hair with that monkey butt in the back.
Well, men normally age better.
Thank you, Brad. He's right.
It's true.
By far, yeah.
I've said it before. Men age like fine wine. Women age like milk.
And the, well,
it's true. This new booty doesn't like when I say that, but
well, you say that a lot. Well, that's a good thing to throw around at dinner.
Look, you got so many years.
Have I talked to you a little bit in a while about the whole aging thing?
Yes, Brett, we talk a lot.
Look, as you know, I feel men are like a fine wine.
I know, and we're like milk.
Right? You're like fish out of the pack. You got like a 3-day window. We, however, we're like
just saying
popping the cork on something French. This is going to be nice for a long time. Well, but he's not wrong.
See?
You very rarely see the old lady sex symbol, but the old man sex. I mean, Sean Connery, I questioned that one for the longest time. Sean Connery looked like he was rubbing his face in Kingsford briquettes. I don't know what he was doing. He had charcoal sides. He was all messed up. Ah, yeah, shall old ladies. Ah, it melt young women for a while when he was in his 70s. When he
yeah.
was Indiana Jones's dad. He was the sexiest man alive in the 90s. The guy was like 65, 70 years old. That doesn't happen with at all. So Brett's right. You're milk. I disagree with it. Women age like milk. What a terrible thing to say out loud. That everybody's like, oh, he's, you know, I don't want to be the one that I'll get mine.
Nobody wants to agree. Everybody's agreeing silently out there. Oh, yeah. Looking over next to you in bed right now going, oh.
She's curdled. Look at her.
We're a fine wine, which means we can go hundreds of years and just get better. They go about 3 weeks and they're chunky. Turn them into cottage cheese. Ladies, I don't believe that to be true.
You don't curdle.
You don't. You age better than milk.
Oat milk.
Like, that's the best sentence I've ever heard anybody say in me. That's terrible. Women are driving down here to kill you.
Oh, no, I'm sure.
And true. I'm not going to. I don't even know where I was going now. I was just thinking about Dolly Parton's boobs, but she's no milk.
No.
No. She's like space milk or something. I don't know what's going on. And ladies don't like it, but if you had the opportunity, you would go take Dolly's money and load up and look that good at 75. If you could, I guarantee if you asked any woman to say, at 75, you have to have Dolly Parton's exact measurements, but you can look as good as she does. Would you do it? And almost every woman would be like, absolutely.
100%.
Yeah, I think so. I don't want to have those weird clown cans, but I mean, that's rebuilt.
But she's in shape, too. I mean, she's got that.
Well,
you know,
the argument will be also that that's
yeah.
how
she
much
in shape
is
she? She was naturally well endowed until she had
when she put clown
redone.
Cans in. Yeah, and then the waist, I'm sure, is manufactured. And she goes through. Her face is definitely not.
Oh, yeah.
Her. That's an odd thing. I wouldn't want to wake up next to Dolly with no makeup and that wig's gone. I don't think I'd be looking at her head. She could look like that thing that sat next to Beetlejuice in the waiting room. And I'd be like, I don't care. What are these? Let's play with these. Those things are ridiculous. And they look so soft.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
like no lines or weirdness or like lumps or varicose or anything. Anyway, I'm very, as you can tell, I'm very confused about Dolly. Because like Brett, I've lived my life thinking women are milk. Don't tell me there's a sexy 75-year-old anything out there. Stop it. If you said, hey, did you see that sexy 75-year-old over there? I'd be like, what's his name? I wouldn't assume it's a woman. Because like Brett says, milk.
No such thing.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard. And you say it to Madea?
Oh, yeah. She tells me to go F myself all the time, but, you know.
I wonder why. What kind of conversation are you having that comes up?
I don't even remember. Yeah. It just came up one day, and she's like, you son of a bitch. Yeah. Go F yourself.
Was it like you're – I guarantee – I bet you it was this. Like you're watching something like – you're probably watching The Irishman. And looking at De Niro going, you know, that's an 80-year-old
right
man right
the
there. That is a, he's an 80-year-old man. Look at him. He's still vibrant. He looks good. Pacino. They all look good. Men age like fine wine. Women, milk.
Brett, you're a dick. I made you dinner.
Yeah, I know. Good thing you got a skill. Hey, Shamrock Farms, I need another drink. That's terrible. And I can't get enough of it because I want it to be. I want to watch the fight that happens from that. But I am. Derek Julian, you nailed it. He emails me. He goes, Phoebe Cates is the perfect example. We saw her glorious cans. He says 30 years ago. Fast Times was 40 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
So we saw her gorgeous cans 40 years ago. Imagine if she just whipped them out now. And it isn't because she's right. aged poorly. She looks beautiful. But you can't do a compare contrast to that. I see pictures of me when I was younger, and I'm like, oh, my, I was in shape. I look young. I look in the mirror now, and I don't see the old, decrepit mess that I've become. I see the thing I've been looking at every day, so I've watched the process. This is just what I am. So I still think it's pretty much, like Brady still thinks he's got hair, but if you look at a picture of him from 20 years ago and now, you're like, oh, he went completely and utterly bald. It must have been chemo or some sort of health concern. Brady's going,
what are you talking about? I look pretty much the same as I did 20 years ago.
We all feel that way. We all feel like we've slowly progressed to where we are today. You look back 25 years, it's a different guy. Yeah?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay,
and
good.
Then you think you also you can restore that.
You can.
You can to an extent. But
look the same, yeah. But you can, you know, you can be in shape and stuff, but it's not like, it's just who you are today. Whenever you're comping things, it's never going to be fair. I can't, you know, you look at those guys on the basketball court, you're like, you're never going to have that. They're in their 20s. And you see Charles Barkley. He was a an athlete they used to call fat who somehow or another had a six-pack when they were calling him fat. So you see yourself in the mirror every day, and you don't see the things changing. But if you just woke up 25 years later in this body, me, woke up looking like Squidward today and look back, you know, my Tony Roma's days, I'd see this baby face and hair, and I could eat anything I want, and it was weird. You don't see that, but if somebody saw it, you'd be like, he looks terrible. That's why Facebook, I love that about Facebook. That's like my favorite and only favorite thing about all social media, is that there's a lot of people I haven't seen since high school. And when Facebook first probably kind of came out, maybe as like a big thing, I just went back and looked at old high school people. What is this guy? What does Theo
look
like?
How did they age?
He looks horrible. He looks like every year has been worse than the next one. This is terrible. He's get in the box. And then I'm like, I look pretty good compared to most of the people that I went to high school. And then you see a few of them are like, Jesus Christ. Goddamn Christy Greenwing. Just as good today as she was in high school. Pumping out children. That just makes people more angry. But you get, you know, some of those guys actually look better. But most people, when you say, I remember you in high school, and you see him again, they look terrible.
She married Drake Midnight?
Yeah, that's a good dude there. The overnight guy at The Fog. Yeah, I don't, you know, you don't need any of that garbage. Everybody just needs to be okay with who they are today. Yeah, especially if you're Dolly Parton.
You wrecked it for me. I looked up Phoebe Cates today.
Well, don't
it's
do
not
that.
Bad,
because
but
you're
it's
thinking
not
about her
yeah.
coming out of the pool.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's
of course.
Not fair.
Yeah.
You've set the bar so
oh, yeah.
high for what you remember about yeah. Phoebe Cates. Her normal, everyday 58, 60-year-old Phoebe Cates yeah. is going to be brutal. And she's still pretty.
No, she is. It's not as bad as I was, but it does,
it's
does wreck it.
It's a big glass of
yeah,
old milk.
That's some half and half right there.
But tell me, what other things do you remember Phoebe Cates from? Because I remember her from private school and yeah. from
Gremlins.
Last time.
Gremlins
yeah. to us, but she didn't get naked in that,
no.
so I don't really remember her. I remember the Gremlins. She was cute.
She was cute.
And then I didn't see her for
and by the time you'd already
30.
Seen her in Fast Times, you didn't want cute.
You can't have that gap
Klein
of time.
Took her away.
What movie was this?
Kevin Klein nailed her for years and married her. And
this
stuff.
Thing ever pops up. Hello?
No more right. movies.
Doesn't say what
yeah.
movie
baby.
It is.
Yeah, she quit doing uh-huh. movies because she was raising Kevin Klein's babies while he was off doing
to a fish
Dave.
Called Wanda.
Oh, it was great. Oh, my.
What movie is that?
Her and Willie Ames?
Yeah.
Oh,
is
man.
That Blue Lagoon 2?
No.
I thought he was in Blue Lagoon 2.
I think Blue Lagoon 2 was two different kids.
Was it? Oh.
Like completely. I don't even maybe. I don't think so though. I think they were
you
young.
You might be right.
But yeah, I mean, good God, what is that movie?
I don't know. We need to watch it.
But you can't have that Phoebe Cates standing next to current Phoebe Cates and say compare.
No, no.
You have to have the trickle down effect of how she looks great.
Paradise.
Whatever. Hang on. Siri, remind me to watch Paradise later today.
1982. So that's pre-Gremlins.
Yeah, back when that was a fresh glass of milk. And Willie Ames kind of shoots your theory to hell, too, because there he is looking sharp. He didn't age very well.
She was in a Blue Lagoon. It's Return of the Blue Lagoon.
Oh, was she? Mm.
91.
Set Siri for that one,
Siri,
too.
Siri, at 3:30, let's watch Return of the Blue Lagoon after Paradise.
Busy day.
Setting Phoebe Cates Day. Thanks, Siri. Yeah,
you get me, Siri.
Man,
you get
oh, man.
Me.
Brett took a swing and knocked the heads off of every lady ever. Now it's going to be one of those. I haven't seen you since high school. Milk?
Hey.
Well, anyway, what are you going to do? It's been a big gap.
You don't look so great either.
Yeah, I'm aging like a fine wine, sister. Don't fool yourself. I look great.
Hey, Brett's right. I used to look like a fat turd. Now this bottle of wine is fine.
Yeah. Well, here's the crazy part. Think of us in high school. I mean, the unfair thing about just nature is that dudes are super duper awkward until we're like early 20s. Like, we're just gangly and weird. And some guys are, but for the most part,
you're
we're all kind of going through a goofy phase.
Still growing.
Yeah. While women turn 16 and start becoming like their best selves. And that rolls through for a while. And it's just like, and then we start getting into our own in our 30s as a normal guy. Like, oh, I kind of get this. I know how to work the system. I know how to work this body now. I'm starting to get it.
Why didn't I know this then?
Yeah, exactly. Because our brains are, we're dumb. We're totally driven by the wrong things. Phoebe Cates is the ultimate one, though, to make Brett's point. So wrong. So awesome, though. Drop Dead Fred she was in also, but again, once she stopped getting naked, she got naked too early. I hate to say that, but she did. She never gave herself a chance. Because once we saw those things in Fast Times, we're like, oh, all right, well, she's going to show us those every time or I'm not going to watch.
Didn't the other one in there, too, that Jennifer Jason Leigh, didn't she start getting naked and everything after that?
She was naked in that.
Yeah.
And she was in that Fireman movie. She got naked in that.
Yeah.
Backdraft.
She was in Single White Female, too.
Single White Female. Yeah. You got to watch the nudity thing, because Jordan says there's a Hulu documentary on the history of nudity in films called Skin, and they go over everything.
All right, set that reminder too.
Hey Siri, cancel Paradise. I doubt the Willie Ames had a nude.
Your
scene.
Calendar is full. You're very lazy, busy.
Yeah. Anyway, so Brett set the tone today for that. That's fantastic. Sorry about that, Miss New Booty. She's aged beautifully.
She has.
Have you seen Miss New Booty's pictures in high school?
Yeah.
And
she's actually kind of went along the curve. She's actually. Staying good.
She hasn't curdled yet.
She's staying good. She hasn't curdled.
She hasn't curdled.
She's still 2%.
She's been refrigerated.
Exactly. Well refrigerated and well taken care of.
Maybe dipping a little formaldehyde in there. Keep that stuff alive for a while.
Organic. Lasts a lot longer.
Oh, my God. Oh, the women are emailing in now. It's Mad Dog 2020 or Boone's Farm. Fine wine. Hilarious. Yeah, you made a lot of people mad today, Brett. And I'm giggling at all of it.
He said it with such conviction.
Mayonnaise!
True.
Shouted it.
Mayonnaise like a fine wine. Women are like milk. Nope.
I'm proud of you. That was a moment. What's on the big board of musical treats over there?
All right.
Satan.
Wake up song brought to you guys by our buddies over there at Action Ride Shop. Like I said yesterday, weather's going to be... In the 90s this weekend.
We great,
so
breezy.
If you're about heading out onto the trails, definitely hit up Josh and the boys. They can get you on a, they can rent you a bike. They can sell you a bike. They got all the accessories. They're going to get you on the trail the right way. Action Ride Shop on Facebook as well as on Instagram. And a lot of Suns hate going along here with the loss. Man. You know, Beck loser, Mushroom Head Sun Doesn't Rise, yeah. Static X I'm with Stupid for Aiton. Theory of a Dead Man, Hate My Life, Crying Like a Bitch from Godsmack.
Oh boy, Black Hole Sons.
Yeah, Black Hole Sons was recommended. Beginning of the End from Systematic.
Right.
Pantera. Funeral Bell from BLS seems kind of good.
Funeral Bell seems about.
Yeah,
it's the end of the run, and that's okay. It's that's all right. Somebody says Miss New Booty must be pasteurized. Yeah, that is a great phrase. That is a great phrase. And not to be said ever to anyone. Is she texting you? You're a dead man, aren't you?
No. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm better now than in high school. I can go with that one.
I agree with
that. I can go with that.
But if I saw you naked in high school and then saw you today, Miss New Booty.
I don't know if she's packing that ass back then.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I got to find out. I haven't seen any.
I used to be a fastback.
She just packed on ass, like. Recently?
I don't think she could ever be a fastback.
All right. No way. Enough. Get his boner out of the room.
Get the mic.
Jesus. Talk about milk. We're about to be covered in it. Jesus
You Christ. Did mention gummy hands earlier.
I said gummy hands. What did you
I
say?
I said gummy.
Oh, okay, good.
Eggleston just wrote, Dolly Parton, I want Betty White.
And Betty White's interesting to me because she still has like a, when we had her on the phone
that
time.
Yeah, you asked her out, didn't you?
I asked her on a date.
Really?
I'll take her out. Sure. Show her a good time. And there was still some sort of a sly sexuality to Betty White. On those Match Game reruns I watch and she's on there.
She's a
pro. She's got that little, you know, glint in her eye about like, yeah, you know, I know what I'm doing. It's like, and even still in her 90s when I said, so she was kind of, like, oh, it's a go. I'll break your hips, old lady. I'll take those sockets and remove them. We're doing this. But yeah, Betty White's a curiosity. But Dolly Parton, that video was strange. You don't often see 75. And it is. It's, you know why? Because she looks like those Japanese robot dolls.
Yeah, sex doll?
Yeah, she doesn't look like... It looks like somebody built a new Dolly Parton and taught it to talk. It's crazy. Oh, my goodness. Wow, people coming in. The comparison to cottage cheese happened for a reason. Just saying. Any woman who denies this fact is in denial. As a woman, we just need to accept the facts without our emotions. Okay, you do that.
See?
Once you figure that out.
Even the women are agreeing.
Once you guys start, the magic pill for that, they've tried.
Yeah, good luck at your next lady meeting, Leah, because when you figure out the day that you guys figure out how to not let emotions drive you, then you've solved the world's problem. If you can have logic step in every once in a while before emotion like she just did, we have a planet of men. It's craziness. Are you ready? Richard?
Yes.
The funeral song, PLS. For the Suns. It was a fun run, but it is over. It is time to bury this corpse. A very fine, full life. This is like when a 90-year-old dies. You're like, you know what? You can't feel too bad. They ran the whole race. Never got that big ring, but they got us to the promised land, and that's a good thing. We know how
they
it feels.
They lived a
now.
Great life.
They lived a great life. Now it's time to bury them. Let's not try to dance their corpse around like Weekend at Bernie's with some weird parade. Don't do it.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.